Welcome to Taking the Rems by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan. I'm your host, Rems Mabote. Disclaimer, this week's episode is about a dead person. I'm the first to admit that death is not a subject to make fun of. As a result, this episode is going to be very short, but hopefully not somber. Before we get to the heart of the matter, if you haven't subscribed yet, please take this moment to do so. Click on the subscribe prompt below and join the other 15 people who've been brave enough to follow this content. Great American actor Chuck Norris is dead. May his soul rest in peace. That is, of course, if he is really dead. Knowing him, he could very well be doing this as a decoy. In that case, may decoy rest in peace. But to save God time, Chuck flew to heaven himself, met the angels halfway, especially considering that, thanks to Donald Trump's war on Iran, jet fuel prices have gone crazy. Chuck Norris actually died 20 years ago. But Chuck being Chuck, death had to wait. He had many other things to worry about. When Denis Ngwesu won yet another election in Congo Brazzaville, Chuck knew his replacement had arrived. Although Chuck occupies 90% of the Guinness Book of World Records, he knew he was doomed when 10 years since the murder of national icon, the Senzo Meyiwa trial had not heard the first witness for defense.
Because I can put it to you that, yeah, you are doing your utmost best to be evasive and protect the whole what is the best way, Your Lordship? I want to say the fucked up situation.
I could not have said it better myself, or shall I say worse? We all know that Chuck Norris was the definition of tough. Chuck has done many brave things before, but not even he could have solved the impasse between our top cops.
If CBI had asked me to call a meeting, I was going to call it because I am a leader of this country. And when two police generals are fighting and one of them says, I'm fighting with my colleague, I want you to mediate, I was going to do it.
At this point, Chuck knew that the man called CIC can see this through. But when he was finally ready to die, God asked Chuck why he was ready to leave Earth. And Chuck responded, when Donald J. Trump lied about winning the war against Iran, I ran.
We've defeated the enemy, and they are an enemy. They're a sick group of people. The leadership is gone. The Navy is gone. The Air Force is gone. The anti-aircraft equipment that they have, the radar they have, is all gone. Everything's gone.
For a man who had defied so many things in his life.
I heard another rumor that you were bitten by a king cobra.
Yeah, I was. But after 5 days of agonizing pain, the cobra died.
Chuck knew his time was up when he looked down south and realized that in South Africa there were many other events that made him look like a joke. In a manner of speaking, South Africa is where Chuck met his death. The events here were hard to handle for a strong man. Although Chuck was already 12 when children born on the same day as him were 11, it was when he heard Zuma speak about liberation of black people again that he knew it was time to get out.
By the whites, absolutely no need. We need to come together. Even if we have different organizations and views, but there must be something that says we need to be together so that we can liberate the black people.
Chuck, as we all know, has performed a lot of miracles, like dropping off his parents at work before he went to nursery school, and delivering his mom home straight after he was delivered on Earth. But he knew his escapades were nothing to our prophet Mboro.
Mudimo wilanga Daniel bamulahlesikara le mina la ditaba. Bible le many are the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Zonke inhlupheko zolungile uNkulunkulu yamukhulula. Nami ngiphonswe majek. Ngifakwe ema police station ngiyachitshiswa ngamanga. Kodwa amagubezi awakwazi ukungiqeda.
In another instance, after Gayton McKenzie gained his seat in Parliament by instigating for foreigners to be raided off.
They are gonna go home. Halakhan has to run. Abahambe. Abahambe. We don't want illegal foreigners here. Where the PA, after we've been sworn in, I'm going straight to Rahima Musa Hospital, where we're going to switch off the oxygen of illegal foreigners.
No message could have been clearer for Chuck. The signs were there. Chuck had to leave planet Earth. Little did he know that the same McKenzie would bid for live golf of majority foreigners to be hosted on our shores. I guess it was a case of mabahambe kodwa not bonke. But anyone who has followed Chuck Norris for the last 5 centuries or so will know that the Lone Ranger hero is nothing if not thick-skinned. Very few things fluster him. But even for Chuck, his final straw came when he was called to be interviewed by Clement Manyathela to account for all his alleged prowess. Chuck wouldn't face the nation. He said, I'd rather die. No pun intended. The SABC fired Clement as a result. Another confirmation of the end of Chuck's time on Earth was when he couldn't stop the bus President Cyril Ramaphosa threw former police minister Senzo Mkhunu under. In other news, Amen, who thought he had seen it all, Chuck was astounded at how many South African police officers have performed the BBL and are happy to turn the other cheek.
Before you, if the chair can allow me, before I respond, I actually want to stand up. People have been dying to see this BBL. They were expecting Tebogo Thobejane, you know, Faith Nketsi. And I must say, Chair, I've actually had more guys approaching me now over the phone to say, can we go out? So I think everybody wants to test drive. I wouldn't mind standing.
BBL.
I wouldn't. That's become a national asset, so it must be seen before I respond to the question. I'm not sure if you see it. It's there, but I don't see it. Thank you very much.
What a bummer. Truth is, Chuck Norris could live forever. But his hardest nail heartbeat came to a stop when Sergeant Fanny Nkosi told the Mazlanga Commission that he sent confidential information to rogue characters to showcase the good work of the police.
I'm sending this to Mr. Mutsumi to praise the good work that the police has done because of his God concern that police are not working, people are not protected, the inheritance of the Republic. I'm sending this that in a sense that even though I send you allegations against the police, I'm also sending you good things that the police has done.
Not many things could kill the man who once acted John T. Booker, but Nkosi's blow was fatal. Chuck went to heaven and told God he's tired of these shenanigans before he rushed back quickly to Earth for his timely death. While it is fact that Chuck Norris once ordered a Big Mac at a Burger King, it was when he saw a lowly policeman like one Richard Shibiri wearing a Rolex watch that Chuck knew he had met his match. But nothing will please Chuck more than entering the pearly gates knowing that Kaizer Chiefs will play in the MTN 8 next season. he had lived many years and defeated many villains, while the once mighty Amakhosi were living as plebs in the bottom half of the PSL. And so this week, while you guys were mourning his death, Chuck Norris came back to Earth to officiate his memorial service. In that obituary, he said, and I quote, "After seeing General Mkhwanazi, I knew that on my personal advice, God finally found my replacement."
Well, there was, at the time, I made a statement of peace between a police officer and a criminal, not necessarily saying Sbia per se. I can tell you now that there cannot be peace between me and General Sbia.
But in quintessential Chuck way, just before he left for the world up yonder, he delivered the final Madlanga Commission report. But when Ramaphosa told him that he had extended the deadline to August, Chuck died of a heart attack. No one defies Chuck. The reason Chuck Norris is not buried yet is because he is suing God for negligence, claiming the entire Earth population should have died before him. This is on top of the fact that he has not forgiven God for allowing a snake to convince Eve to take a bite on the forbidden fruit. Only Chuck should do the forbidden. While we wait the outcome of the lawsuit, whether it will be delivered by Chuck Norris or the man he created, otherwise known as God, it is befitting to say, rest in peace, Chuck. The world is poorer without you. See you when you return, which I suspect will be before the second coming of Christ. Thank you for watching this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless. Please subscribe and comment and share. As a belief.